And then Zach, man, Zach. From TMZ, here's the story. NBA star Zach Randolph was arrested in L.A. Wednesday night, igniting a crazy disturbance that required cops to call in the cavalry for backup, TMZ Sports has learned. LAPD officers were called to the Nickerson Gardens area in L.A. around 10 p.m., and when they arrived, cops found a large crowd of people smoking, playing loud music, and blocking the roadway. Law enforcement sources tell us three people were seen grabbing their waistbands and running, so cops went after them. Three people were detained, including Randolph, who was eventually arrested for possession of marijuana with intent to sell, a felony. We're told the intent to sell part was due to the large amount of weed found. Another man who was arrested was an ex-con in possession of a gun, law enforcement sources say. After the arrest, we're told things got crazy. The crowd became unruly, and LAPD had to call for backup. We're told six cop cars were vandalized, tires slashed, and windows busted, and cops formed a battle line to restore order. In the end, cops recovered two guns, drugs, a significant amount of cash, and two vehicles were impounded, though it's unclear if any of those things belonged to Randolph. Randolph is listed at 6'9", 260 on his booking sheet, which also says bail was set at $20,000. FYI, Randolph just signed a new contract, 2 years, $24 million, with the Sacramento Kings. We've reached out to Zach's rep for comment. So far, no word back. The cash code for today is deal.
A good deal.
Deal. So, some reactions to this. First, it's too bad.
Yeah.
At every level, it's just too bad. Like, no one likes to see this of our beloved Zach Randolph. It's too bad. It is too bad. Nobody likes to see this from our beloved Zach Randolph. I think that's fair to say, isn't it?
Yes, that's 100% fair.
We don't like Zach getting arrested. We don't like that. We don't like Zach. So that's one thing. Second thing is this intent to distribute thing. Totally bad rap, don't you think?
Yes, 100%.
There is no possible way. The way that works is if you have a certain amount of weed, mm-hmm. it is automatic that they charge you with intent to distribute because they're like, no grown man could have that amount of weed without intending to distribute. They don't realize Zach's generosity of spirit.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He's a big guy.
A giver.
He's a big guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, with intent to sell, is it intent to sell or to distribute? Which was it may have been intent to distribute. I mean, he is a giver. We know that. Mm-hmm. He takes care of the less fortunate. Intent to sell. I think there was no intent to sell. Zach Randolph is many things. He is not a drug dealer. Don't you think that's true?
Wasn't the Portland incident, the house incident, would that have a drug dealing incident?
They beat up a drug dealer because the drug dealer was trying to overcharge.
Ah.
That's
okay.
He believes in capitalism.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he is
right, a fair deal.
He goes after drug dealers.
Deal. Yeah.
He goes after drug dealers who are trying to get too much money or whatever, who are trying to take advantage. He's Robin mm-hmm. Hood.
Yes.
For
absolutely.
Heaven's sakes, he's mm-hmm. Robin Hood.
Mm-hmm. With green.
And so the intent to sell, totally bad rap. 100% bad rap. There's no way. He was either using it for personal use.
Mm-hmm.
Which explains deep thoughts.
Yes.
Zeebo's deep
uh-huh.
thoughts.
And maybe they'd be funnier then.
Or, I thought they were okay.
Come on.
Or, I did. I enjoyed Zeebo's deep thoughts.
Uh-huh.
Or, no, I'm being 100% serious. I enjoyed Zeebo's deep thoughts. You can enjoy what you enjoy. I enjoy what I enjoy. I enjoyed that. I'm going to miss them this year. Also, I'm going to miss John Paul Stevenson this year, who's now, that also happened since we left, is the Grizzlies public address announcer is leaving and not charged with intent to sell anything. But the Grizzlies knew all along he would honestly be there for 1 year because he has a life, robust life in Houston, and they thought he would be a good interim. That aside. So I don't believe this intent to sell thing for a moment. Not for a moment.
No, sir.
Zach's getting framed. It is funny to see
getting framed.
It's funny to see the reaction from people. Like someone tweeted out, "This is what happens when you leave. We would have taken care of you here,
yeah.
right?" And this is gets to my two points that I do wish to discuss. Does any of this surprise you?
No, it's exactly when remember Gary's Facebook post about when someone at CBS asked him to explain what Zach meant to Memphis, and Gary talked about he could be, you know, out distributing turkeys for Thanksgiving and giving you less fortune, and then later that night he could be at a at a dice game.
Well, we, which is to say, I do believe that Zach Randolph was the citizen that we thought he was in Memphis in many ways. He really did pay all those MLG and W bills. Mm-hmm. He really did redefine this franchise. But do we believe that Zach Randolph stopped smoking weed?
No.
Do I believe, did I ever really think that Zach Randolph was, you know, wearing slippers and sitting in his easy chair at night? He's a father. He's, I believe he's matured. He's a father. He's, he had a huge rap sheet when he came here, and he has not had a huge rap sheet since he's been here, but it was not 100% clean. There was, as you point out, the incident in Portland with the drug dealer getting beaten up. There was another incident in LA, and now there's this. So I don't really think, as much as this is unfortunate and as much as I lament this, both just for all kinds of reasons, does it surprise me that Zach Randolph was at a gathering and had weed on him and that it was a significant amount of weed on him? Not really. It does not really surprise me at all. You know, you don't expect him to get caught. You don't expect whatever, like all of that. But that doesn't surprise me. And then, so then the larger question is, what does this mean for our relationship with Zach and what we think of Zach? And I wonder how much that depends on if he were still here. Like, if he were a Grizzly and this happened, would we think one thing? If there was not a Grizzly, would he think another thing? It would obviously be more pressing in terms of the Grizzlies would have to dress it, and, like, there'd be much more stuff around it. Now we're free to just sort of say, ah, too bad, and move on. There would be much more, this would be a much bigger story here. Big story anyway, but a much bigger story here if Zach were still a Grizzly. But I think the larger question is does this change? They retired his number. They said no one will. Like, they instantly retired his number. And so does this in any way change how you feel about that? Does it change how you feel about Zach broadly? Does it? And the answer to that, I think, and I'm not answering for y'all, but I'm speculating, I think the answer to that is it doesn't change a damn thing. If you want to know the truth, I don't think it changes a damn thing. Should the Grizzlies be embarrassed that they are, have already announced that they are retiring his number? No. Zach did hear what he did hear. Now, if Zach murdered someone, O.J. Simpson-like, the Buffalo, my beloved Buffalo Bills, had to cope with that,
right,
then you feel, oh, man, we sure loved watching the Juice play, but it turns out, like, this is, we can't.
This is a fairly victimless crime.
Zach had weed. Like, I don't know that anyone ever thought that he didn't have weed when he was here or that he wouldn't have weed. And there are lots of places where, not this necessarily, this amount of weed, this, but you can, like, smoke. Like
what if, maybe not a dump truck full.
Maybe not a dump truck full, but mm-hmm. I actually don't think it changes a damn thing. All those things that Zach did here, the way that he transformed the franchise, the beatdown that he put on San Antonio in the playoffs, the fact that he lifted Memphis to its first playoff series win ever, the fact that he said, bust his ass, Mark, the fact that he would stand up to Kendrick Perkins, that he would bench press Blake Griffin, that he would throw his mouth, whatever, his headband to the crowd, the Zeebo, like, none of that has anything to do with this. All of that happened and is exactly why Memphis fell in love with Zach Randolph. And the other stuff, the stuff off the court, the sort of delightful teddy bear that he was in the locker room when a drug dealer wasn't trying to overcharge him, mm-hmm. the fact that he was distributing turkeys, the fact that he was truly winning humanitarian awards in the NBA, the fact that he was paying MLG and W bills, All of that happened too. Zach was absolutely the ball player that we thought he was. He transformed the franchise, transformed how we think about the franchise, and transformed how we think about ourselves in the process. And off the court, giving away turkeys, paying MLG and W bills, become a citizen of Memphis, saying that it never felt like any place else. All of that made us feel good about ourselves in that way too. All of that happened. And so then you have the additional fact, which some of you find inconvenient, that Zach apparently never stopped smoking weed. But the truth of the matter is I don't think anyone ever really thought Zach Randolph stopped smoking weed. Did you think Zach Randolph stopped smoking weed?
No, I have a brain.
Right, you have a brain.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would have these little incidents that would crop up, and they were convenient to ignore because they would happen during the off season or Portland or L.A. or
not
somewhere
here.
Else. And... But Zach is still the grit and grind, let's just say. Like, that part of Zach was always part of Zach.
Definitely grinding.
And so there you go. But that is the news. I feel bad about it. I wish he'd not been arrested. I wish none of that had happened. I wish we didn't have to have this conversation. But the truth of the matter is, I don't think it changes much anything. And it certainly shouldn't make the Grizzlies regret instantly retiring his number.